Zach's Law by Kay Hooper, narrated by Rebecca Gibble. Chapter 1. Theodora Suzanne Jessica Tyler realized she'd made a mistake. Not a big one, really, except that it now looked as though she'd landed herself in a first-class mess. She was miles away from civilization, it was after midnight, and her beloved old Impala had just given up the ghost. Swearing, Teddy got out of the car and slammed the door, annoyed at herself rather than the Impala. She'd been warned, after all, that the car probably wouldn't be able to stand the trip across the Rockies. And the poor thing had groaned and wheezed when she'd started the engine hours ago in that little town. So what if their only hotel was a crummy one, she told the car in disgust. At least it had a roof, and there was a telephone. I could have put you in for repairs in that garage for a couple of days. I should have. Then we wouldn't be stuck halfway down a mountain and miles from everything. She glanced around at total darkness, adding a bit louder, and on a deserted road, damn it. Except for us, there's been no traffic for 50 miles. Dispiritedly, she kicked a tire gently and began to swear in a steady voice. It made her feel better. Her voice was a rational sound in the utter quiet of a deserted night, and comforting for that reason. Teddy was accustomed to being alone, but she didn't like being this alone. And since panic was alien to her nature, she began to get angrier. There must be someone in this godforsaken wilderness. Maybe if I blew the horn. There was somebody in the wilderness. When he reached out, the last thing Zach expected to gather to his massive chest was a small, soft, decidedly feminine armful with a...